Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. Today, I'm going to share with you the strange and mysterious ghost of the Green Lady. So, there is a castle in France called the Château de Brossac. This castle is recorded to have been built during the 11th century and has a long and interesting history. Like many castles around the world, this castle is said to possess its own resident ghost. This is the Dame Verte, or Green Lady, who is said to be the ghost of an unfaithful wife murdered by her husband during the 15th century. Clearly something that stood out in history. Now, this castle has been dubbed the tallest castle in France. It's said to have originally been built as a castle by the Counts of Anjou during the 11th century. During the 15th century, this castle was rebuilt as a fort-like structure by one of Charles VII's ministers. During the French Wars of Religion, which broke out during the 16th century, this castle was made into his possession by Henry of Navarre, who would turn out to be Henry IV of France. When Henry became the King of France, this castle was given to Charles II as a reward for his support. Charles was also awarded the title of a duke. Now, during the Wars of Religion, this castle is said to have been badly damaged, and the new king gave his newly appointed duke the necessary funds to have it rebuilt. During the French Revolution, Charles and his descendants lost the chateau. Additionally, it was ransacked and damaged during this chaotic period, because that always happens, doesn't it? The chateau is said to have been abandoned for the next half a century. During the mid-19th century, this castle was once again in the hands of the Dukes of Brissac, and extensive renovations were undertaken during this time. So about a century and a half later, this castle now is still owned by the Dukes of Brissac. So that gives you a little history, but now, who is the Green Lady? Well, she's one of the most infamous residents of this castle. Yep, the resident ghost of this castle, the illegitimate daughter of King Charles VII and his mistress, Agnes. She was also the half-sister of King Louis XI. In 1462, a marriage was arranged between Charlotte and Jacques, a nobleman. It's been claimed that the marriage was politically motivated and that the two didn't even love each other. Additionally, it has been said that the two individuals had quite different characters. For instance, Jacques is said to have enjoyed outdoor activities, like hunting, while Charlotte, she was more of an inside girl. She wanted a more sophisticated life. Well, so the story goes. Jacques is said to have returned from a hunting trip, had dinner with his wife, and then he went to his room. Seems that the couple didn't sleep in the same bed, which wasn't all that uncommon back then. Anyway, in the middle of the night, a servant woke Jacques up to inform him that his wife was having this affair by this man who goes by Pierre. Jacques caught his wife with her lover red-handed, and in a fit of rage, he murdered the adulterous couple. Apparently, Jacques then moved out of the castle shortly after this murder, as he couldn't stand the moaning of his late wife and her lover's ghosts. They say that if you visit this castle today, go over to the room of the chapel, because her favorite haunt is said to be there, where she can be found in her green dress, hence the name Green Lady. Additionally, it's been claimed that the ghost's face has holes in place of her nose and eyes, perhaps a reflection of what was done to her when she was murdered. Her moans are also said to be heard throughout the chateau in the early hours of the morning. And there are people that have claimed to have seen the Green Lady. Take Bill Andrew of Bridge of Alford. He says he took a picture at the castle during a recent visit. He took the picture of his daughter and her family. Now, after looking through the photographs, his daughter, Colleen, spotted the shadowy figure in one of the castle doorways, which was locked shut at the time. So they're outside getting one of their tourist shots, and they don't notice at the time, but later, in the doorway, they see the figure of this woman. And the castle's all locked up. So what was that all about? Well, Mr. Andrew wanted to know. He contacted the castle to see what could be the explanation for these unexplained happenings at the castle. Him seeing the figure, all of this coming into light with tourists. He got a response from the property manager, Mr. Henderson, who said, "There have been a number of mysterious sightings in and around the castle as of late, in particular around Halloween." Even the guides that take people on tours have reported that things have been feeling strange. They've reported a chill running down their backs in an otherwise warm room. They've also reported odd noises in a building that's pretty much empty. Could the photograph that Mr. Andrew took be related to this? Or perhaps, is it a sighting of the actual Green Lady? The Green Lady is said to be one of two different female spirits. Okay, so there's more than one thing going on there, and they believe they've homed in on the one. This ghost called the Green Lady. One person even reported seeing a green mist floating across one of the rooms before it swept up a childlike, ghostly figure and then disappeared into the fireplace. Now, what makes that interesting is during the times of all the renovations, the bones of a woman and a child were found behind the hearthstone. So we have some facts matching up a sighting with what they're finding and what history is telling them. Theories endure that the bones were that of a servant who had been impregnated by a member of another family, possibly in the mid-1600s, with both mother and child killed in order to save the family's reputation. That's one theory. The other, of course, is that this ghost is Charlotte. And that supports the idea of her having an affair with Pierre. He was a huntsman, and he was friends with her husband and reported to have been handsome and cultivated. His lavished attention, though, and affection for an unhappy Charlotte soon resulted in them becoming entangled in a passionate love affair. And this turned this vision of a fairy tale into something else altogether. I mean, some sources are reporting that he dealt about 100 blows to each one of these lovers with his hunting axe, while others suggest that the king killed Pierre immediately and then strangled his wife. And after getting done with all of that, thinking he had wiped his hands of the matter, as I stated earlier, he was then forced out because she kept screaming and howling. And it's all he could hear living in that castle. So he had to move. And some say unless her restless spirit is avenged, this unhappy ghost, the ghost of Charlotte, it appears to be destined to be stuck or remain, if you will, in the Chateau de Brissac, wailing in a high-pitched tone, lamenting the death of her lover and cursing her murderous husband. And this castle is open to visitors, but it still guards many secrets from its medieval past. So keep that in mind should you visit. About 150 years before Charles took possession of this estate, it had been the site also of a shocking and grisly double murder that also left a permanent stain on the castle's history. Whatever you choose to believe, this castle appears to have some major problems. Even those working on the castle as of late, working on changes and different renovations and things like that, they are still reporting sightings, sounds, and even smells. Could this be those past residents, unhappy with all the visitors and all the changes to their home? You decide and let me know your thoughts. Thank you for listening today. And I will talk to you all soon.